This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why workplace conflict is a communication failure. What happened? Workplace conflict is getting renewed attention as a core operational problem, not just a human resources nuisance. Research points to a cluster of recurring triggers and clear roles, poor information flow, clashing personalities, and competition over limited resources. Organizations that ignore these patterns pay for it in turnover, lost productivity, and fractured teams. The conversation has shifted from how do we calm people down to why do these fights keep starting in the first place. The communication angle. Here is the hard truth. Most workplace conflict is not about personality. It is about ambiguity. When people do not know who owns a decision, who has authority over a process, or what the actual goal is, they fill that vacuum with assumptions. And assumptions, stated out loud, sound like accusations. That is the moment a business problem becomes a personal fight. The root failure is almost always upstream. Leaders speak in generalities. They announce goals without specifying rules. They say, we need to collaborate more without ever defining what collaboration looks like, who leads it, and what happens when two people disagree. Vague language does not just fail to resolve conflict. It manufactures it. Look at the resource competition problem specifically. Two team leads fighting over budget or headcount are rarely fighting about the money itself. They are fighting because no one told them, clearly, and in advance, what the criteria for allocation would be. If the decision framework had been communicated before the competition began, the fight would have nowhere to start. Transparency in process is conflict prevention. Leaders who announce decisions after the fact and expect buy-in are working backwards. The information flow problem is its own category. When people feel out of the loop, they invent the loop. Rumors fill silence faster than facts do. The fix is not more meetings or longer emails. It is deliberate, timed communication short, direct updates that answer the three questions every employee is silently asking. What is happening? How does it affect me? What do I do next? Answer those three questions consistently and you cut the rumor cycle at the root. None of this is complicated, but it requires leaders to treat communication as a system, not a reaction. Most organizations communicate when something goes wrong. The ones that reduce conflict communicate before anything goes wrong, building a shared understanding while the stakes are still low. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on setting expectations covers a specific framework for what I call front-loading clarity, how to communicate roles, stakes, and decision rights before a project begins rather than after tempers flare. Most leaders think they are communicating. That chapter shows you what actually lands, and the gap between the two is usually where the conflict lies. The takeaway. Before your next team meeting, write down every decision on the agenda, and next to each one, write the name of exactly one person who owns the final call, not a committee. One person. Then share that list at the start of the meeting. You will spend less time relitigating the same arguments because people will know who has authority and who is there to advise. Role clarity is conflict prevention, delivered in 2 minutes. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use. Whenever you need them, visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.